So Mayor Pete went on television the other day, finally back to work, to explain that actually the shortages, the bare shelves, they're a sign this country's thriving.
Retail sales are through the roof. And if you think about those images of ships, for example, waiting at anchor on the West Coast, you know, every one of those ships is full of record amounts of goods that Americans are buying because demand is up, because income is up, because the president has successfully guided this economy out of the teeth of a terrifying recession. Now the issue is, even though our ports are handling more than they ever have, record amounts of goods coming through, our supply chains can't keep up.
Oh, so it's not the administration's fault. They're doing such a good job. You have more money than you can spend, and because you're so rich, you want to spend it on so much stuff that we no longer have enough stuff for you to buy. So the shortages are really, in effect, your fault for being the undeserved beneficiary of Joe Biden's economic genius. Got that?
Here's the problem with Mayor Pete's, you know, conclusion there, that those container ships, those orders were placed probably while Donald Trump was still president. So he is so full of, oh, where's my beep sound? It's just his eyes are brown, his hair is brown, everything, even his fingernails.
How stupid does he think people are? I mean,
well, apparently pretty stupid.
It's like they think they can just feed us anything.
Right.
And we'll, believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Insanity. Just insanity.
It is. Mayor Pete.
Mayor Pete.
Yeah, should have stayed.
New mama. Yeah. New birthing
and, you know,
person.
The thing
whatever
is,
you're right, supposed to be called
person,
now.
Right. He is not the, he's the breadwinner apparently, because the other, his partner decided to stay home.
Oh.
And raise the child, but yet he took 8 weeks off.
So there's a full-time parent at home.
Right.
The country's in crisis.
Right.
But he's still going to stay
home.
They're
probably doing, you know, long walks on the mall in Washington.
If they've got two babies, they ain't walking anywhere. So, I mean, I'm just saying.
St. Pete, come on. Can't you stay home for like 2 months?
Right. That's,
you know,
right.
You got people working for you.
The economy's doing so well now.
You can do Zoom meetings.
Oh, Lord. All
well,
right.
They haven't had a cabinet meeting since July.
You've got to start doing more positive things to open the show. You have to. Because it's not good for me to get this much anxiety at 6:09. I mean, at least ease me into it just a little bit.
Okay, maybe this will work.
No.
Mark. What day is it, Mark?
Janet?
Guess what today is?
Janet?
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woohoo!
Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is?
Anybody?
Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is?
Anybody?
Oh, it's
anybody?
The long one.
Janet, guess what today
oh,
is?
Oh, good.
Today is
hump day!
And not even the happy song after it. Great. Well, you're on a roll, man. You
happy.
On a roll.
I'm happy. I'm here. I'm awake. I'm still alive. I had hot water this morning.
Oh.
I'm ecstatic.
Hey, you know what? You're right.
And you know what I've decided to do throughout the show today? I hope you can listen in. I've decided to take James Taylor songs all morning to express how I feel about my shower getting taken care of yesterday. Oh, there's a way to do it, Janet.
Okay.
I was in the shower figuring this out this morning.
Were you now?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Because I've been without
hot
water since Thursday.
I love me some JT, so I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Here's our thought of the day. Never give up on something you can't go a day without thinking about.
like a hot shower.
There you go.
Well, that fits.
Well, it's fit for you since, what, Saturday?
Well, no, I mean, like, it went out.
Was it Friday?
No, the last shower that we took that was hot was Thursday. We had no idea Friday it would go out when all of our guests arrived from Florida.
So 5 days of cold showers. Mm-hmm. Oh, my word. And your guest as well.
Yeah, they were. My wife was boiling hot water in two big pots so that at least they could put that in the tub with some cold water,
right.
You know, mix it and at least be warm.
Yeah.
So we were accommodating.
like back in the good old days.
I guess.
Love it. All right. 434-248-0704 is our text number. We want you to send us your text about our Morning Jam trivia.
And here it is. Different colors are perceived to mean different things. What color is said to convey sophistication and sincerity? I think I have an idea.
What color might that be?
It's a pastel color.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, it's kind of a soft pastel looking.
For sophistication?
Yeah, why not?
And sincerity?
Okay. Sure.
All righty. Yeah. We shall see. Okay. 434-248-0704 is
our... Don't go with the pastels, apparently. It's wrong. Janet's body language is just saying no. And if I can quote our president, get vaccinated.
Oh, Lord. On this day in history, in 1917, U.S. suffragette Alice Paul begins a 7-month jail sentence for protesting women's rights in Washington. Alice Paul, I think, is so underrated. I recommend Iron-Jawed Angels.
Okay.
That movie is amazing.
Got it.
Yeah. 1962, Peter, Paul, and Mary debut the album, Peter, Paul, and Mary. And it's number one in 1962.
If I had a hammer, I'd a hammer in the morning. I'd a hammer in the evening, all over this land.
I'm annoyed by everything this morning.
Hey, I was going to put a montage together, and I realized I can't do that with Peter, Paul, and Mary, because we'd have a tune-at factor of, well, except for those that,
I mean, maybe there's some people out there who really love them. I was just never a huge fan.
I think they progressed. This is their first album. It is 1962.
All over the land.
This next guy, boy, I really had to edit.
I'll bet you did.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought this was very odd, a very odd coupling. In 1998, comedian Richard Pryor, who is undeniably
good.
A funny man,
he's good,
was awarded the first ever Mark Twain Prize for American humor. So you've got this homey, folksy, all-American award going to arguably one of the biggest potty mouths in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, it took a lot of toilet paper to clean this bit up. But it is pretty funny.
I worked at a mafia nightclub. And this is how ignorant I was. I had a cap pistol. You know them blank starter pistols? I busted into the office. All right, give me the money. Usually scare Whitey to death. And I'm sure that those men are sitting in that room today laughing. Because that's what this dude, he just started laughing.
Hey, Tony, come here. Stick up.
Richard, do the gun again.
Oh, wow. So he wasn't taking
He literally
seriously.
Was going in, but, and I couldn't play the whole thing, but a lady that was working there, a famous, you know, actor / exotic dancer that was well known to the point where I think one of your blues guys wrote a song about her, and she couldn't get paid to go to the next gig. And he said, oh, not going to do that to me, and they're not going to do it to you. That's when he went in with the cap gun and thought he was going to rob them.
Oh, Lord. And they just laughed at him. Oh, wow. That's pretty funny.
Hey, you're going to laugh at the next one. It's a birthday.
Am I going to laugh at it, or is it just going to continue with my annoying...
Hey, I can't help it that her birthday falls today.
You know what I do get joy out of, though, is her middle name.
It is different.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a letter missing.
Debbie?
Yeah.
Oh, devil.
I think there's an L missing. Kamala, her middle name is Devi. Mm-hmm. I think there's an L should be in there. Harris. Kamala Harris is 57 today.
And
please
we go to the kitchen.
Please don't play her cackling.
We go to the kitchen with her and Mindy Kaling.
Kaling,
yeah, from The Office.
When we were growing up and we'd go to India, and my grandfather was a little mischievous. So, and if my grandmother would go out of town, my grandfather would then, he'd say, okay, let's have French toast. Yes. Because, of course, that has eggs.
Senator Harris, I say this with respect. Okay. You're kind of a show-off. It's like, meanwhile, it's taken me 20 minutes to do this much of ginger. Okay.
Ugh.
Oh, Lord. Hey, we're going to take it up a notch with the next birthday.
Oh, I know. And how sad is that? Snoop Dogg is having a birthday today. He's turning 50.
Another guy had to use a lot of toilet paper to clean up.
I'm a gangster, but y'all knew that. The big boss dog, yeah, I had to do that. Ain't no other way to play the game the way I play. I cut so much you thought I was a DJ. Two, one, yep, three. SCNOOPDOUBLE G.
Oh, Lord. So I will say,
he's 50.
My favorite Monk episode has Snoop in it.
Yeah, my wife said the same
thing. And they redid, Snoop did the whole Monk song. He redid it.
Oh.
I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. It was really funny. And he was pretty good in it.
This next one's funny.
This one makes me...
This is going to bring you up out of the nose.
This one makes me happy.
Yes.
This one, yeah, brings me out of my funk. John Krasinski. I adore him. He's 42.
Hey, Dwight. Fact. I am older. I am wiser. Do not mess with me.
Okay, sounds good.
Question. What kind of bear is best?
It's a ridiculous question.
False. Black bear.
Well, that's debatable. There are basically two schools of thought.
Fact. Bears eat beets.
Oh.
Bears. Beets. Battlestar Galactica.
Bears do not... What is going on? What are you doing? Identity theft is not a joke, Jim. Millions of families suffer every year. Michael! Oh, that's funny.
Michael! I had a friend who her son, he's like seven,
right.
And he dressed up like Dwight for Halloween.
For Halloween, I'd give him the whole bag if he came as Dwight.
He had the little glasses. He had the Dunder Mifflin thing on. Oh, the mustard shirt. Oh, it was great. Loved it. And our final birthday is Ken Ham. He turned 70.
He built some big boat out there in the middle of the country.
Yeah, he did.
Called it the Ark.
Mm-hmm. We're seeing people in being indoctrinated to believe that creationists can't be scientists. There's experimental or observational science, as we call it. That's using the scientific method, observation, measurement, experiment, testing. All scientists, whether creationists or evolutionists, actually have the same observational or experimental science.
Wow.
He's really interesting.
That brought me up in sophistication just listening to that.
Yes, it
Let's
did.
Let's go back to our Mind Jam trivia.
Just to hear him speak. Yeah.
Yeah, he is 70 years old, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, getting up there. So different colors are perceived to mean different things.
They are.
What color is said to convey sophistication and sincerity?
Gizmo says gloomy gray. We've had that yellow guess.
Okay.
Blue has been guessed as well. That's not it.
It's not it.
But we'll have the answer.
All right. Snoop Dogg's going to take us out.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark. We are the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Trying to change the direction of flowing and singing. Born singing, you know I get liver when I get blowing. Ain't been nobody to change game since King came. Same thing, same lane, then doogie doogie bang.
You found the right choice. It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.
What exactly does a State Department supply chain logistician do?
They work behind the desk. They write reports.
That sounds...
boring?
Dr. Ryan, I need you to come with me.
For what?
We have to go.
I can't go to Yemen. I'm an analyst. I don't interrogate people. I write reports.
Get on the plane.
Not today.
That's my...
I love him.
Oh, Jack Ryan. I mean, John does such a good job. He's 42 today. He's in an office, but a different kind of office now.
Oh, yeah.
Where they, you know,
he
break people's knuckles.
Interesting body of work, for sure. And I was watching a movie the other day, and this was long before he was famous.
Mm-hmm.
And he popped up in a scene, and I was like, wait, what? It's always weird to see people like that. Yeah, it's interesting.
I can't wait. There's so many shows that I want to see.
Yeah.
Of course, Yellowstone is finally coming next month.
I hope this isn't going to be one of those things where it
comes
out and you're going to be disappointed.
It better not be a letdown. Yeah, I'm telling you. I mean, they're back in the NASCAR days, Junior Nation. when Dale Jr.'s son, I mean, people would go crazy when they would enter. You got Junior Nation in NASCAR, all right? Mm-hmm. I haven't seen such a strong group of people since Junior Nation went away when he retired than the Yellowstone. This is the only group I belong to in Facebook. This is the only Facebook group that I am locked into.
I just remember the big anticipation with Lost, you know.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then, you know, when the whole Who Shot JR
right.
thing, and
right.
then it all ended up being a dream, and then they're right. really dead, and then they're all... Yeah. It's like, if it's something like that, people are going to be rioting in the streets.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not going to go well.
It's not. They will be burning their Yellowstone t-shirts, and I'll be in the front of the line.
Oh, my. Well, maybe you should be wearing our color of our morning jam trivia.
Well, it's not brown, is it? Because that's the color of my Yellowstone t-shirt. Does that
no,
show?
No, it's not brown.
I guessed a couple of colors during the break. I'll read the question here. Different colors are perceived to mean different things. What color says and conveys sophistication and sincerity? I said maybe teal or burgundy.
Yeah, well, you were right. It is a pastel.
It is a pastel.
It is.
Oh, you were fooling with me.
I was totally messing with you.
Oh, you pulled a Stacey Abrams on me. We're going to get to her later.
No, I was effective, so.
Well, it worked.
I may have pulled an Obama on you, but I didn't pull a Stacey okay. Abrams.
I gotcha.
It is pink.
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 Okay.
I was a little surprised by that. I don't think of pink as being particularly sophisticated.
Yeah.
Although, if it's paired with like a gray, I think it can come off as looking pretty sophisticated.
Okay.
But serenity, I get that.
Okay.
Other colors and what they convey. Red conveys excitement and passion. Blue conveys trust and reliability, friendliness. Yellow is creativity and warmth and happiness. Green is peace, nurturing, harmony.
Right.
Orange is vibrant, energetic, friendly, creative.
Wow.
Purple is prosperity.
Right.
Mystery, wisdom.
Right.
Luxury.
Okay.
Black, I was a little surprised by this one, too. What would you think black would be?
Power, maybe?
Power, yep. Okay. Luxury.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Seduction.
Okay, I can see
formality,
that.
Formality.
Mm-hmm.
Secrecy.
Interesting.
Gray, may not want to wear gray.
Why?
Gray is practical.
I'm a pushover.
Neutral.
Oh, yeah.
Middle of the road.
Yeah.
Lack of energy. Yeah. Indifference.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get rid of all my gray. And then brown, like your Yellowstone.
Well, apparently it's black. My wife's informing me.
Oh, it's black.
I don't think it's black, honey. I think it's a very, very dark brown. But anyway.
If it's brown, it's stability.
Okay.
Friendship.
Okay.
Simplicity.
Okay.
Comfort.
I like it.
Yeah. That's okay. Good stuff.
Earth tones.
Yep.
Yep. Good.
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.